Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, this week, you titled your heartbeat with a question that said, why do I do it to myself? Take two. And you shared the story of a day that you had where everything just started to unravel. You started off the day wonderfully.
Yes.
You sat pretty much here in this exact room and prayed the rosary and, you know, had great prayer time, you said. But then after that, everything
It went downhill.
Took a put. Yeah. Mm.
But it wasn't anything God did. It was me. It was my attitude, my focus.
And I was thinking when I listened to the heartbeat, why do I do it to myself? I feel like that question is such a relatable question because I think many of us would ask ourselves that question from time to time. You know, we have a bad day.
Not all circumstances in the day was my fault, but it was the way I acted to it, reacted to it, where I didn't have to.
Yeah.
It couldn't have been as bad.
Yeah, and then you get all huffy, puffy. And then
impatient and ungrateful. And
And I was thinking, has everything unraveled, then we just slowly unravel, like one thing after another? Just your patience, like, just comes undone. And we lose our peace and our calm when those things happen, if we're not diligent.
Yeah, like I feel like I really should have kicked myself.
Mm.
And I did later in the day.
Mm.
But why did I have to wait till the end of the day to then go, oh, my goodness.
Mm. But was it just the frustration or was it from there because now I treat people a certain way?
Well, it was frustration. It was frustration of what happened. But then, like, why did I think I should be impatient with the person because it wasn't their fault?
Yeah.
Why do I get huffy when it's not their fault? It's just life circumstances sometimes, you know. And I was ungracious and I was annoyed that I was so ungracious. I was annoyed I didn't live the way I desire to live. You know, I acted badly. Even if nobody else knew about it, I knew about it.
Yeah.
And
I just think that's so relatable because we all have days like that. Like what made me think about it was when you said you went to the dry cleaners just to pick up the dry cleaning that wasn't done. And I thought, how many times do I go to do something and it's not being done and you're just like, you lose it because I agree, that's not how I want to live either, but we tend to have those days where we do that. But you shared from Romans in chapter 7 how St. Paul, he says, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate.
Yes.
And I'm like, how often do we like want to act a certain way, the right way, but we say the wrong thing,
words come out all wrong, or we say it wrong, or our attitude stinks.
Or we don't have that self-control, which is the Holy Spirit. Sometimes I think it comes down to self-control.
Yeah, don't say it. Keep it in your mind, you know. It's okay to feel things.
Yeah.
It's not like I've got to be numb.
We can't not feel.
No, or an iceberg. I can feel it still, but then, have self-control and not share your impatience.
Mm.
Ask the Holy Spirit what words I should use instead of just coming out,
Makes me think of the hymn that we sing at Mass. I can't remember what it's called. But the line goes, make me a channel of your peace.
Yes.
Like we want to be that, but how often are we not that? It also made me think of the words that came to mind was the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Yeah.
So I was like, where have I heard that before? And so I looked it up. I thought it was St. Paul, but it's not. It's actually in the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 41, where Jesus has been praying in the Garden of Gethsemane and all of the disciples fall asleep and he comes back to them and he says pretty much, couldn't you stay awake with me just 1 hour? And then verse 41 says, stay awake and pray that you may not come into the time of trial. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
And it's that such an important time for the Lord that he had his companions around him while he was preparing for his suffering. And I feel like, you know, even they too could not, live up to what they desired to do, but they did fall asleep.
Mm.
And yes, Jesus was admonishing them, but also Jesus was saying, you are frail.
Yep.
You, what does it say? Pray for courage and strength.
Mm.
We've got to fall upon the Lord all the time because we can't do it ourselves. And I was living that day by myself. The Holy Spirit, looking back now, I realize the Holy Spirit was probably encouraging me here or saying something there. Or when Bruce says, don't get annoyed, you know, you don't need to. The Holy Spirit was speaking through him and I wasn't listening.
I thought of two like main things that came to my mind as you were speaking, and you did say it through the heartbeat. Was the first thing was, we need to keep practicing his presence, which you only shared about that a few weeks ago. And that's just bringing God back into your day, bringing him back to the center.
Yeah. And it's a practice. And what I always remembered my piano teacher saying, if you want to be perfect, you've got to practice. Now, we will never be perfect till one day God makes us perfect in heaven when we're with him, you know. But as best as we can on earth, he can help our perfection. That's what holier is, becoming more perfect and not ridiculous perfection. Still things I make mistakes or I can't play piano 100% all the time, that type of thing. But it's, you know, God draws us to himself, which he is pure and perfect.
And then the next thing that stood out to me was that we need to ask for forgiveness. And where you shared that God is a God of second chances, but then you said of the third, the fourth, the 77th chance.
Yes.
And God forgives us every time. And you ended your heartbeat by saying you went to God at the end of the day and you said, would you be merciful to me, Lord? Like, we need to practice God's presence, but then when we don't,
go to him. To him and ask, be honest and go to him. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He knows it anyway, doesn't he?
He does, of course.
And just ask for that mercy. And then you were saying his mercy is in you every day, so start again.
Fresh.
Start
again.
Afresh. Yeah.
So that's the take two.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. That's the take two, that we can go again. Yeah, I think it's just such a relatable story because it's an everyday story. Like, you know, there was nothing necessarily, there was nothing necessarily out of the ordinary about that story. How often do we wake up, start well, and then
end up,
you know, one thing
sometimes
after
we wake up and it isn't starting well.
That's true. Starts bad from the beginning.
But
yeah, so I think lots of us are going to relate to this. So the weekly challenge I was thinking is keep bringing God into your day. It's just coming back to keep practicing his presence, keep practicing his presence. And maybe we should reassess halfway through your day if you're having a bad day. And it does take the Holy Spirit self-control to halfway through the day go, oh, am I bringing God back into my day? Just having a little check. So we hope that that has encouraged you in your day, especially on those days where maybe it all unravels, because we know exactly what that's like. So we hope that you have a wonderful week, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week.
Bye, everybody.